Adam, I don't know if you listen to other podcasts, do you?
Some.
Okay, have you heard of this this big fatty online? I don't know if you've heard of this show.
I have, and you are free to talk about that, Daniel, because I'm completely caught up. And I've listened to all my catalog of Big Fatty is completely empty.
I'm wondering, is he going to like change his name to the OFO? Do we have to call it the OFO now that he's old fatty well, online? It's
you know, I could be like the it's all about me guys and say that was copyright dubious intent because we came up with that
we came
concept.
Up with the OFO, fatty. That's right.
I think he's kind of digging the idea that maybe when he ends BFO, that he can just rebrand himself. I think he kind of likes that idea.
Just rebranding himself.
You know, so he's trying it out. He's doing some market testing and, you know, some focus groups.
This is a Big Fatty we're talking about. I don't think there's a lot of focus going on there. It's like anti-focus group might be a better thing. So I was listening to this old fatty show the other day.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Have you heard of this this Big Fatty online?
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One and this is episode 2161 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 10th of May 2016. Y'all coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to catch up on some voice letters and some e-letters and Big Fatty and some wisdom. Hello, seminarians. Big Fatty, hi.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are seminarians because y'all, Monday at the coal mine, Big Fatty was in an all-day seminar. Y'all, it was on retirement and, they had several different speakers tell us about the coal mine retirement plan and about the insurance and what else? Big Fatty, we know. Oh, Social Security and long-term disability. Big Fatty, you've had that for years. It's true. And y'all, and then how to be prepared not just financially but emotionally and socially. Big Fatty, I'm not looking forward to you retiring and being around the villa all day long. Well, that's part of what they talked about is that couples sometimes. It was a little cartoon that says, "Yeah, he's bringing home less and are hanging around more, and that's neither of those are acceptable." Big Fatty, make a note of that. I'll cross stitch it on a pillow or something. So anyway, that's what I did on Monday, and y'all the hard thing about all of this was that. Y'all, they gave us 15 minutes. 15 minutes for lunch. And that's it. And y'all, thank goodness, one of the attendees was just as kind as they could be. And y'all, they brought in a platter of the croissant sandwiches from like the Sam's Club and some cookeries. And y'all, they did have cold drinks for us. Big Fatty, did you have any Tanqueray? No, not that kind of drinks. Oh, okay. But y'all, speaking of drinks, so cold drinks, y'all. There was a picture on the Twitty on Monday afternoon. Digger evidently finalized all the arrangements out there in Walnut Hills and was heading back to the Chicago's. I don't know which of his places he was heading, but y'all, evidently he was compensated well for his services. He was flying the business class. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it was a pretty good thing. I did learn a couple of things that I did not realize before. And y'all, my biggest decision is whether I'm going to start taking the Social Security at 62, or if I'm going to wait for full Social Security. at 66 years and 4 months. Y'all, it's a toss up, quite frankly. I'm not quite sure. Because if you wait, you get lots more each month. But if you wait, you've missed out on 4 years and 6 and 4 months of receiving at least something. So, y'all, I hadn't decided about that one yet. So I think I'm going to try to hold off on that as long as I can. But we shall see. We shall see. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Christina, the number 3 fan of the BFO, with a follow-up West Coast update. I'm sorry the mechanical cut me off. I left a full report, and I think it's because I talked too much. So we're going to make this just a sports update, and we are literally only going to talk about sports talk because I don't care about any of the others. And that would be that the San Jose Sharks, the only West Coast team still in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, have made it to round 2 of the bracket. We are currently battling against the Nashville Predators to move on to round 3. Right now, 3 of the 7 game series has been played, and the Sharks have won 2, and the Nashville Predators have won 1. I'm hoping that we win. So it's very exciting in the land of West Coast sports talk. Yay, Sharks! Go, Sharks, go! Anyways, I know that this update will appeal to pretty much me and Scott the Sater. But oh well, everyone else can deal. Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is Christina, Big Fatty, the number 3 fan of the BFO for 2016. And first of all, Christina, thank you so much for the sports puck update. Big Fatty, it sounds vulgar when you say it, but anyway, I must say that I do not keep up with the hockey ball. I hear that Steve the Seda always nattering on about it. Yes, Big Fatty, he just natters on. You'd think he's getting paid to talk about the Sharks. Big Fatty, that scares me, the Sharks. Anyway, Christina, thank you so much for the call, and you just call on back anytime you want. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Bob, the hub foe of Christina, and I wanted to call and wish you and thank you for wishing me a happy birthday. That was really, really nice of you. And I wish you a happy, let me rephrase that. I wish you a May the 4th be with you. And I plan on getting a big piece of cake tonight. So, thanks. And, thank you very much. I'll talk to you soon. And by the way, I do get to listen to your show, when Christina's playing it, when she's getting ready in the morning. She puts on Big Fatty every morning, and I do get to listen to your show. So you are one of the regular shows I do get to listen to. So thank you anyways. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is the Hubfo, and Bob, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, is that the first time he's called? I don't know. It may be. First time caller? Yes, Big Fatty. Or irregular caller? Big Fatty, perhaps he needs some fiber. It could be. But Bob, thank you so much for the call. It's always lovely to hear your voice, and we'll miss seeing you out there at the Pride 48. Y'all, speaking of the Pride 48, y'all, it has been announced that the Pride 48, the worldwide version, is, you know, last weekend was the Mother's Day weekend. Well, y'all, Pride 48 is going to be Father's Day weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. And that is June the 17th through the 19th. Big Fatty. And so y'all mark that on your marking calendar and start getting ready. There'll be some announcements and all coming out soon. But I was asked to pass that along to all the hundreds of thousands of... You're just silly. Yeah, I gotta see y'all now. I've got the Google, the Goggle Translate of Bob's call, and I thought I'd just, read it to you. It says, hi, Big Daddy. This is Bob, the hub photo of Christina, and I wanted to call and wish you and thank you for wishing me a happy birthday. That was really, really nice of you, and I wish you a happy. Sorry, let me rephrase that. I wish you a Merry the Force be with you, and I plan on getting a big piece of movie. I think 8 tonight, so thanks, and thanks you very much. I'll talk to you soon. Oh, and by the way, I do get to listen to your show on Christina's playing it when she's getting ready in the morning. She put on a Big Fatty every morning, and I do get to listen to your shows. So you are one of the regular shows I do get to listen to, so thank you anyway, and have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon. Big Fatty, Big Daddy. And Bob, thank you so much. And y'all, I'm not going to read those Google Translates for all of them, but I thought that one was kind of cute. Yes, Big Fatty. Make a wish. Yeah, guys, y'all, there were two, not one, but two, I say, two kids in the Villa mailbox. And y'all, the first one's got a couple of pigs on the front. Big Fatty, is that you in the vines? I don't know. And it says Fatty Patty's Cafe. Big Fatty, Fatty Patty. Is that anything like Patty Bacon? I don't know. Maybe I've got a second cousin who's a week younger than me and is also a fat. Big Fatty. Old-fashioned cooking at its best, y'all. And it's on Salmon Creek out there in the Washington. And it says, there's always plenty of bacon at Fatty Patty's. The waitress we had today had a very deep voice. Has Canoodle started working here? Big Fatty, Canoodle has been discovered. I don't think Canoodle works at Fatty Patty's. It says, thank you for calling. And y'all, it is from that Peter G. Peter G. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Peter G. And Peter G, thank you for the Fatty Patty card. It's just lovely that you sent that. And there's another cat here, and y'all, it's got a giant kitty on it. Big Fatty, a kitty! Look, it's a big kitty. Y'all, this cat is, it's huge. It's just huge, and it is from Venezia. Big Fatty, that sounds like something that needs a medicated salve. It does, doesn't it? And it says, Big Fatty, love and buongiorno from Venice, Mexico. Miss you. We hope Poodle and you love the kitty as much as we love you. And y'all, it is from the beavers. It is. Oh, Big Betty. And Miss Beaver has drawn a little beaver on there. Big Betty. Oh, Big Betty. I want to take over to you. Okay, y'all going over there and look at the kitty. Okay. But Miss Beaver, thank you so much for the call. Always a delight when people go on a vacation to send Big Fatty a can from wherever they are. Y'all, there was also something else in the in the Villa mailbox, and y'all, it is this is something that the U.S. Postal Service does every year. And y'all, it was a garbage bag. Big Fatty, that's not a garbage bag. It's like a food bag. Oh, okay. And it says, help us solve this. There's one piece missing. And y'all, it is, you know, the Family Circus. You know the Family Circus, you know? The post office, it's the Letter Carriers food drive, and it's coming up this Saturday. And what you do, y'all, you put your, there was a card that came with it, and it says, oh, Big Fatty doesn't say that at all. No, that was me. Y'all, it says, fill a bag and help feed families. Collect and bag non-perishable food items and place by the mailbox for your letter carrier to deliver to a local food bank or pantry. And this is happening on Saturday, the 14th of May. Now, y'all, I'm not going to be here on Saturday the 14th of May. So y'all, I think I'm gonna put mine out on Thursday, prior to my departure for the hotel. Yes, Big Betty, that sounds like it'll be lovely. Now I can only imagine the crap in your pantry you're gonna put in there. Now, y'all, last week I had a little bit of advice for the old gal about getting older and everything. And, y'all, that Moose P says, oh, I need to hear more of this advice because I'm getting up there, too. And, y'all, one of the things that over the past few years that Big Fatty has been a way of viewing things is, y'all, it's just somebody else's turn. It's somebody else's turn to do different things. And, y'all, you can only prepare your coal mine for your departure. And, y'all, the coal mine's going to run without you. You know, you're not that important. No, Big Betty, you certainly are not. And but, you know, at some point, it just becomes somebody else's turn and stop doing the things that you don't really care to do. And, y'all, I think the last piece of advice, at least for Big Fatty, when I turn 60 in August, y'all, I think it will be much more traumatic for the Orange Hat and the Hat Arena to come to grips with the fact that they have a 60-year-old child. Big Fatty, you've been a child for 60 years. It's just going to continue now. But y'all, I think that's going to be a rude awakening for them. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, if you want to welcome a Digger back home from his experience out there in the Walnut Hills, just give him a call at 224 Big Twat. And so there you have it. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. Big Fatty, you don't remember what they said at the beginning of the little show, do you? No, I really don't. But Daniel, could you please just remind me what you said at the beginning of today's little show?
Have you heard of this this Big Fatty Online?
Oh, yes, I've heard of it. I hear it's lovely, just lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.